Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Time for the morning show. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Butcher, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Good morning, everybody. 10:04 on the clock. Got Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the new theme music, Mel? What do you think of it?
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's something different. Changing it up.
Changing it up a little bit. We'll get used to it. Want to know what you think out there. 715-424-2600. Let us know what you think of the new theme music. Of course, you can call us or text us through the Civic Media app. We appreciate you. And a big thank you to Seth getting that locked into the board here for us. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be joined by Tom Heiser with a monthly veterans update in a little bit. Looking forward to it. As always, appreciate Tom joining us. For now, we'll dive into entertainment news, and MTV is going to be MTV again for a little bit.
Say what?
MTV is giving us a taste of the good old days with 24/7 music videos.
Cool.
It started yesterday and will run until the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday. It's not the main MTV channel, though. You'll be able to watch your constant stream of videos on MTV2, MTV Live, and MTV Classic that are still around. I did not know any of those channels existed.
Where even are they?
I don't know. There's a lineup of over 700 videos in 12 different categories, the best of the 80s, 90s, and videos that go bump in the night, videos that make us howl, and best celebrity cameos. It's an interesting list. I like the list. I like that they're going with some themes for it and everything. That's fun. MTV says the artists with the most videos being aired are Britney Spears with 21, Beyonce with 18, Madonna with 17, Eminem with 15, and Michael Jackson with 12. Backstreet Boys have 11, Mariah Carey, NSYNC, and Justin Timberlake each have 9 videos each. There will also be special appearances from artists sharing their favorite music videos like Chaperone, Jon Bon Jovi, Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, and some others.
That's an
interesting way to do it. I like the idea of bringing in the celebrities and all of that. The 2025 VMAs air this Sunday at 7 o'clock on CBS, MTV, and Paramount Plus. This is the first time that it's on CBS.
Wow. I was just trying to look and see. It's like Philo. I don't even know what that is. Hulu Plus, Live TV, Fubo, Sling TV, and DirecTV. What are these things?
Yeah, I don't know half of them. and honestly, a lot of them ain't going to be around in a couple years anyway. So, I don't know. But
don't waste your time.
There will be performances from Lady Gaga, Sabrina Carpenter, Alex Warren, and Ricky Martin. That they're still doing this, I think, is still interesting. I think that MTV would be better served going back to just doing this, just the music video thing.
Well, yeah, because people are still making music videos, and they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, and where do you go to watch them? YouTube, usually.
Yeah.
For me, anyway, if I'm going to.
So here's there's so many things, even just off the top of my head, that you could still lean into that nobody else could do. For one, that's entertainment 101. How do you stay relevant in radio when there are a billion radio stations out there? Well, we're the only ones that can give you true Central Wisconsin reporting, true reporting right here from Wisconsin Rapids. We can cover this market, cover this area literally better than anybody living here, being here, all of those.
Because we're here.
That's our niche. That's one of our things we can do that no other radio station in our market can do. Nobody can do it like us. MTV. Hey, who else is doing music videos? Oh, we're going to lean into that. We're the music video station. Lean into literally what you did to begin with. How many companies would love to be able to do that? You know how many companies would love to be able to, hey, what did we do in the beginning? Let's just go back to that. Like MTV, you could do that and people would jump on board.
Yeah, because everybody else has taken over the reality TV that they kind of leaned into for a while.
You bring up a fantastic point the idea, well, if I want to watch a music video, I just throw it up on YouTube. Sure, that's going to always exist. That's not going anywhere. But you could be the place for premiere episodes or premiere videos.
Like back-to-back videos where you don't have to click on another thing.
Getting back into the requests, people still love to request music. I get requests all all the time for unlabeled and everything. People still mm-hmm. like to do those kind of things. There's, and this is just off the top of my head. I'm sure some smart marketing people could come up with more than I can.
I don't know, James.
Yeah, I had to let that sit there for a second. in all honesty, I really do think that you have no... especially now, it's not as if MTV is its own channel. And, well, they gotta finish in the black in order to stay alive. They're owned by a conglomerate. If you don't finish in the black, you'll be okay. You'll make up for it in other places. That's how CBS mm-hmm. got built. CBS built a whole station on this already. It's not just the MTV Awards week that they should do this. I think they should go back to this completely, change their complete, scheduling and do this. Plus, mm-hmm. here's another sneaky thing going on, everybody, that I don't see a lot of headlines about right now. There's a lot of people that cut the cord that are tying it back together. That are getting the duct tape and like, oh, wait, I shouldn't have cut that cable cord. There's a lot of people going back to cable. There's a lot of people going back to a lot of that flipping and a lot of those things. MTV was one of the homes of the flipper. You were flipping mm-hmm. through channels and you came across a video you liked and you stayed on there.
Right.
Just like radio stations. I don't think this is rocket science. I think you could lean into this and it would be a smart thing for the channel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Wanted to cover this story as well, and I understand Graham Greene, not a maybe household name actor, but a legend in the craft as it is. Canadian actor Graham Greene passed away over the weekend. The Oscar-nominated star of Dances with the Wolves, Green mm-hmm. Mile, and many others was 73. He passed after a lengthy illness. The Canadian First Nations actor, a tireless advocate for Indigenous representation in Hollywood, first appeared in the 1979 drama series The Great Detective, along with the film Running Brave. Green's leap into Hollywood came with Dances with Wolves, playing the wise and compassionate Sioux medicine man Kicking Bird. I've only watched that movie once because of my feelings about Kevin Costner and that, but I came away from it, all I could think about was his performance. It was the main thing on my mind. His performance, why haven't we been using him already? Why is this the first time I'm seeing him as a kid? All of that. I would go on to any chance I saw him in a movie, locking into his performance and trying to learn from every single thing he was doing, whether it was a TV show, a movie, whether he was had a big character role or not. I really, really, truly studied his work. He was one of those guys mm-hmm. for me. That performance earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor back in 1991. Green followed up Wolves with major studio roles in The Green Mile, Maverick, The Twilight Saga he was eventually in as well, and got a lot of notoriety from that. He was recently in the TV show Tulsa King, and in 1883, he was in those as well. Had great performances in them. I will mention Longmire. He was on that. He was on Reservation Dogs, a really popular show on FX for a while there while it was on. But he was in Northern Exposure. One of those fun TV shows to me as a kid that I liked. Mm-hmm. And that was another time that I really remember enjoying his performances. He will be missed.
If you look through his film list, you have seen multiple films. You have to have seen multiple films that he's been in. The film list is awesome. But for me, it's Maverick.
Yeah, it's a great performance.
I just watched that the other, I don't know when it was, but recently. I love that movie from when I was a kid. Younger, anyway.
So many ethnicities, when we talk about breaking stereotypes in film, you still had people playing these roles. I've talked to a lot of my friends who are African American who are Latin about this and the growth of that over the decades. That you were a black man, you wanted to be an actor. Nowadays, you don't have to just play a gangster. Nowadays, mm-hmm. you don't some of those things. But there's a whole other level to it when I've talked to Native American actors, when I've talked to Jewish actors, of the idea of even having a Native American or a Jewish person playing these roles. Like for a long time, a long, long time in Hollywood, oh, we need a Native American? Let's grab a dark Italian. Some of those things. So representation wasn't even there on that level, let alone we're just now in the 2000s getting to the point where that's a thing. Like audiences demanding that. And how insane is that? Nobody else seems to care about this but me. But the idea of Gentiles playing Jews is ridiculous. Is ridiculous. But they look alike. No, they don't. If they did, you think I'd take half the heat I have in my life? Like, they don't. If you think they do, it just shows your blind spot. Like, you're just telling on yourself right there. It's to say, well, a Native American, what's the difference of them and a dark Greek person or a dark Italian? If I got to explain that to you, you're part of the issue, man. You're part of the problem. Like, there's a difference. People like to throw out there, well, you're playing pretend. You're playing a character. So, you know, of course it's okay. No. That's the opposite of playing pretend. That's the opposite of acting. That's not what we're trying to do here. That's not what this is about. If that was the case, then you know, we'd still have people doing blackface. You'd still have that going on. That ridiculous, one of the biggest dark eyes on our entertainment history. It matters. It matters. And I would like to see audiences get a little bit more up in arms about these things. You know, with all this, we're trying to make representation matter and everything. I would like to see people actually, you know, put their money where their mouth is on this stuff. And and put to the great work that Mr. Green did. Like, honor it. Because he fought really hard for this. There are many stories of him working with directors, and they wanted to do one thing, and he was like, "No, that's not something. That's not something a Native would do. That's not something. You know.
That's not authentic."
Yeah, yeah, and thus making the performance that much better and that much more realistic. What are we about here? I don't care if you're talking about a science fiction movie. Reality. Making you believe these characters. Making you believe these performances. These stories. Nobody can do it better than the actual people. Like, if you want to get real, let's get real and cast real people. Makes sense to me. This also does, especially with the news. If you heard the entertainment or seen the box office numbers over the weekend, Jaws got a re-release as part of its 50th anniversary, and it was number two in the box office this weekend. on a holiday weekend, nonetheless. And with that
was nice outside.
Yeah. So
I mean, probably not everywhere, but
on that note, you're going to be seeing more of these kind of things happening. And we had this story pop up this morning from ABC News. Toy Story coming back to theaters ahead of its 30th anniversary.
Wow. 30th anniversary. That's crazy.
It made me feel very old. Fans are getting a sneak peek at Toy Story 5, the latest installment in the beloved animated franchise coming up next year. Disney shared an exclusive clip from the animated comedy and adventure. And the new clip for Toy Story 5 shows a bunch of different things. You can look it up yourselves. But the big story that came out of this was that Conan O'Brien is going to be playing Smarty Pants. No, he's not. But he is going to be doing that, but that's not the big headline from this. It is that they're going to be re-releasing it September 2nd.
You know, and this is actually, I think, a good thing for theaters.
Yeah.
To put these back on the big screen and give theaters another opportunity to be open their doors for something. That isn't just another big movie.
Well, and one of the major thing that every studio wants is, I want to know it's going to be a hit. I want to know it's going to do well. Well, what better example do you have than former hits?
Right. Take one that was former. Honestly, I would go to see Jaws in the big theater.
Yeah, I would.
I've never seen it. If I was going to see it, I would go watch it in the theater. But I'm probably not going to bother watching it on my little TV.
Yeah. But I am a little envious of the first time people get to see some of these things. But I have not seen it in the theater. So yeah, I'm with you on that. That would be cool. And
team building event?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, yes. Oh, this would actually play right into the other movies we've watched together.
Santa Jaws?
Yes. Well, it wasn't built like that. The special effects and everything, it kind of fits with some of the movies we've watched. when it comes to this, I don't know, maybe I'm on an island on this one. Would you rather have them re-releasing movies or them doing new remakes? Because I'd rather them re-release the old ones.
I'd rather re-release the old ones. Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure.
I think that would be a much smarter idea and probably a lot cheaper.
Well, and there are theaters that do that, like the Rivoli in La Crosse will play older movies, but, you know, like not all the time, but sometimes they'll just have an older movie playing.
That, I love when, one of the things I would really love to do is own a movie theater. And I, mm-hmm. that's something I would do instantly. I don't care if it you know, drove me out of business. I would have like a Sunday matinee every Sunday that had like Gone with the Wind or, you know, Arsenic and Old Lace or some of these great classic movies that you could see on the big screen and stuff.
But just think about the fun that you could have with it. Because like the Rivoli, the way it's set up, they have like pizza and I think they even sell beer. And they got little tables instead of like your typical like, you know, just seats theater.
That would be really cool.
But you could do something like that, and that would probably revive our theater, you know, theater industry in a way.
This is actually a topic that has come up with Seth and I off air a little bit, and it's something that here's hoping, you know, because I'd like to see some more movement on that subject. We'll see. Melissa and I are going to take a quick time out. We'll come back with our monthly veterans update from our good friend Tom Heiser, and a little bit later we're talking Telephone Tuesday, the top day for phone calls all year. We'll talk about that.
What?
Yeah, we'll get into it when we come back on the morning show right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Melissa and James with you right now, and welcoming in our good friend Mr. Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update. Melissa, we got to get some theme music for Tom.
We do.
We got to get some music for Tom here.
It should be the from MASH.
That might not be bad. We'll think of it. We'll figure out something. But we're going to get some good music here for this, because Tom has been joining us every month for a while now, and we appreciate the time as always. Melissa, Tom can hear you. He has the headphones on, just so you know.
Good, good.
Tom, where do you want to begin?
Well, let's begin with today. It's interesting. 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Today was Victory Over Japan Day, end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Now, think about if somebody joined early and they were 20. When the war ended, they'd be 100.
Wow. That is really interesting to think of. And as you know, you and I have talked about quite a bit, Tom. You know, we're losing more and more of our World War II vets, and it's important for us to note these individuals, these heroes, these people who we're here today because of. And any chance you get, especially if you know a World War II vet, reaching out to them. I know every year on this day, I would reach out to my grandfather and my papa and talk to them about it. And as they got older, they shared so much more. As a kid, their service was very limited to me. I got, you know, notes here and there, usually when I messed up, and they would tell me, hey, this is what we were doing, you know, and these kind of things. As they got older, they shared so much more of these stories. And while I value them every day of my life, the rest of my life, I can't imagine what it did for them to be able to share this stuff, talk about these things. I could see it in their eyes. It's another reason to talk to vets, to talk to our individuals, give them these opportunities. Will they share? I don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But they're not going to have the opportunity if you don't ask the questions, if you don't ask follow-ups. How are you doing? What was it like? Do you want to talk about this? These kind of things.
What was interesting, I just finished a book called Tailspin. Mm. From World War II, guy from Wisconsin, was a rear door gunner. His plane got shot down. He fell 4 miles and survived.
It's incredible. Wow.
And he finally started talking about it. And the guy wrote the book, and he said his family knows because they never knew. So exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, his family never even knew about it. That's right. Yeah, that's wild to think of. But it is. That's how that's the life of a soldier. That's how things usually go. So I appreciate that note, Tom. Thank you for that. We've got on Tuesday, September 2nd, a vet breakfast coming up at Grace's.
Yeah, this morning.
Yeah. Today. I meant to say today. Sorry. I meant, yeah. How did that go?
I had commitments.
Okay. Well, hopefully it went well. We say a good morning to all of our friends over there at Grace's, and I hope it went well.
Right. And tonight we have the Allied Vets meeting at 6. That's where members from each veterans organization get together and discuss where they're going for the next month, what their plans are, what things are going on. And then Wednesday, the American Revolution ended in 1783.
Yeah. We all remember that day. Yeah. No. But another great note. Yeah, not that old. But another great note on that one, Tom.
So that's from your past life, right?
Yes, that's it. That's what it was, yes.
Okay, and we know that summer's winding down because one of the last brat fries is September 6th.
Hmm. Oh, my.
But wow. Not the last one. Okay, I wasn't sure if this was the last one or just one of them. Okay, good. That's good. We can still get brats a little bit longer into there. That's great. Now, yep, mark that down, everybody. West Grand IGA, September 6th. Get on over there and get yourself a brat.
Right. And then we have the Grand Affair coming up on the 7th. Mm-hmm. Downtown, the VFW presents the colors and away we go.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, September 9th, Culver's, VFW Share Night. Culver's has been fantastic with us. They really help the community. Yeah. Not just us, but other organizations in the community are helped by Culver's, and we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And then on September 9th is Morning Joe and Doe over at Point. And then the 10th is Heroes Cafe at Crossview. We're back.
Yeah, right on. Great to have that back. And as always, a shout out to our friends at Crossview Church hosting that and all the great volunteers that get that going. Be sure to be listening right here, and we'll keep you up to date on American Heroes Cafe as it goes on throughout the month, 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church.
Right, and the pastor there is an Air Force vet.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
So that's why we got that going. And then on the 10th is American Legion Post, 9th monthly meeting. And then we got September 11th. Where were you and what were you doing on September 11th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's our, you know, point. We had, you had World War II starting. You had Kennedy assassination. You know, all these things. Where were you on September 11th?
Yeah, we all remember. I don't know if I've ever talked to somebody about September 11th, and it doesn't usually start with "I was doing this when it happened."
Right.
Yeah, it's a good one, and always a good thing to note.
And also, the Rudolph American Legion monthly meeting at 7:00, and the Vietnam Veterans America Chapter 101 is meeting that night at 5:00. And in honor of that, in respect of it, the VFW is having a blood drive on September 12th, and I'll be getting you more information on that. Mm-hmm. We kind of do it around veteran-related holidays or important holidays in United States history.
Which we really appreciate, Tom, not only you getting us that information, of course, but everybody at the VFW thinking of these things. Nobody expects this stuff. It's above and beyond kind of work that we really appreciate for our community.
Right. It's helping the community because the organization we work with keeps the blood here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then on September 14th, the VFW Ladies Auxiliary started in 1914.
Wow. That's incredible. A great day to learn more about that history, that fantastic history, if you don't know much about it, everybody.
And September 15th, we have POW MIA Recognition Day.
If I can just real quick get on a soapbox here for a second, Tom, of all days that we celebrate and we talk about with you, this is the one to me that I feel like should be nationally known. We don't need you to tell us what day in September is this day. We all just know. It's that common. The idea that we don't, not only not know, and I'm no different than anybody else. I'm not pointing fingers here and everything. I did not know it either right off the hem. I know a little bit because I get to do the monthly veterans update with people like Tom for many years now. But honestly, without that, I don't know if I'd know. But I've known POWs. I've known. We almost all have. We almost all have known somebody who was a prisoner of war or was held in this, or somebody that knows somebody. And every single person I would like to think is on the same page on this one of these are individuals that we need back, that we need to look out for, that we need to be there for. I think former Senator John McCain is one of the more famous examples of these individuals. And where else you got? Like, what other examples do you got? When there are plenty of them out there, and there are plenty of examples we don't know about, this is a day that should be commonly known. And in it, known what these individuals went through, while also the ones that are still out there.
Well, another thing we have to recognize is, back in World War II, I think there was a POW camp in Rapids.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Wow. Forgot about that. See? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I got both my grandfathers hit me in the back of the head now. That's a great note. Thank you for that, Tom.
Well, you know, it's something like you say, some of our people in this community are downline from some POWs that were possibly here.
Yeah. Yeah. And it should be noted more. We have other days coming up here, it looks like.
Okay. We got U.S. Constitution was approved in 1787 on September 17th. On the 18th, the VFW Post 2534 is meeting at 6:00. And then we have the U.S. Air Force birthday, 1947 on September 18th.
Yeah, that is fascinating. Also, along with that, the Air Guard birthday. That's really cool, too. The, of course, they go together, but still always interesting to note any of our armed, the branches of our military, their birthday. The Air Force, that's a good one.
Right, because it was Army Air Corps before that.
Right, 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 yeah.
So then it became their birthday. On September 22nd, the number 53 Honor Flight returns in Wausau. That is fantastic. I know there are some vets that, well, I didn't serve overseas. You wore the uniform, period, end of story. Get on.
Yeah, well said.
Sign up online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, September 22nd, Rosh Hashanah for...
Yes, I appreciate that. You're putting that on there. Thank you for that, Tom. And yes, one of our bigger ones, Rosh Hashanah, coming up in September. It's a big month for my family in general, I'll say that, because that is falling right, or Rosh Hashanah is falling right around my parents' anniversary. So I'm curious if my dad has to do more, or can I guilt him into doing more or something. But thank you for noting Rosh Hashanah coming up, Tom. I appreciate that.
No problem.
That.
The 24th is Heroes Cafe again at Crossview Church. That starts at 7:30. And veterans know sometimes they're at 7. Sometimes they're at 7:50.
Right on, good note.
And the 28th, Gold Star Mother's Day. Respecting the mothers of veterans that have been lost.
Another great one. I guarantee you none of those vets would all tell you they wouldn't be there without them.
Right. Yeah. And then we have the VFW Day.
Well, quite literally. I mean,
water is wet.
Yeah. Keep going, Tom. Don't mind me.
Okay. September 29th, the VFW was established in 1899.
Wow.
So been around a while.
Wow. Wow. Great note. A great day to mark. We're going to mark that one for sure here.
Okay. And October 6th, getting in next month, we got the Vets Breakfast. And the 7th, we have the Allied Veterans Meeting at VFW Post at 6 o'clock.
Excellent. Appreciate the update, as always, Tom, and looking forward to next month when you can join us again and give us another monthly veterans update. If people have other questions or want to know more about some what's going on, Tom, how can they reach you?
715-600-0401. Please use that number. And also, if you're interested, VFW Post is available for renting. Get in line. Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. If you got a large family, we got a bigger space than your living room.
The space is nice.
Yeah, it is really nice. And the reservations go up quick, so make sure to get on over there and check that out and reach out to Tom if need be. Tom, thank you again. We appreciate the time, sir.
No problem. Glad to be here. Thank you for what you guys do.
Back at you.
Thanks, Tom.
We'll be back after our news, sports, and entertainment break here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings at WFHR.
Summertime, and the living is easy.
Your host, James, joined by Melissa.
Hello.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Big shout out to Tom Heiser for joining us with our monthly veterans update. Really appreciate that from Tom.
Yeah, good to hear from Tom.
Always good talking with him. And let's get into this one, Melissa, because it is Telephone Tuesday. Happy Telephone Tuesday, everybody.
Now, is this like a specific Telephone Tuesday or just...
We'll get into that in a second. Okay. For our younger listeners out there, we should probably explain what a telephone is. I'm joking, but wait.
It's a cell phone with a cord. Or a not cord.
There you go.
Just nice. A home base. You know, a place to set it.
We also would probably have to explain what hold music is, that is, but Muzak, your favorite songs, but lamer.
I think elevator music, but slightly different.
Yeah. The Tuesday after Labor Day is supposedly the day businesses get the most phone calls all year, and that's why it's called Telephone Tuesday.
Weird.
Think about it. Everyone's back from the long week, kids are in school again, and adults are finally free to tackle their mountain to-do of to-do lists. So the world wakes up and says, yeah, I should probably call about that thing I've been putting off since June. Now's a good time. Telephone Tuesday is just a loose observation, kind of like a distant cousin of Black Friday, but it might be fading into the past now that more businesses use automated menus to direct people online and do chatbots.
Yeah, they get more hang-ups.
And this is actually, you know, in some ways, I actually think a good use of AI. Now, the problem is that most of our issues are gray area, and you need an actual human being to be able to talk to.
Well, yes, sometimes it is convenient to like refilling your prescription at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
So a computer can answer that. You can punch your numbers in, verify your birthday. Boom, bada bing, bada boom. You got your prescription filled. Perfect.
I pay my phone bill doing it that way. I can very much just do it through an AI system. Of course, I'm really frustrated, Melissa. I stuck with U.S. Cellular because they're a Wisconsin company for all these years. Now they just got sold. Now they're just another T-Mobile company. Now they're just everybody else. Phones. It's a whole other subject. It's harder and harder to talk to a human, even at many small businesses, and that's an unwelcome change. In a recent poll, 62% of customers prefer human interactions over automated ones, and 77% of people believe a phone call is the best, most efficient way to get an answer. This isn't news to anybody. We all have been demanding this and wanting this. I don't know that businesses are paying customer service people well enough that they want to do the job. And there's just a lot of people not wanting to do those jobs. You're not seeing AI taking over doctors.
Let's hope that never happens.
Yeah, certainly. But there's certain fields that there is a plethora of people. There's people that, you know, doing the jobs and everything. You're not seeing. Part of the reason you see this rise of AI is not seeing a rise in paychecks. This is a really, you want people to do these jobs, you got to pay them right. This isn't rocket science. This is not difficult to everybody.
The cost of living has risen.
Miss me with the, well, what about back in my day, I took this job for $7 an hour and it made me work harder because I wanted to get to $8. That ain't the world we live in, man. That's a fairy tale that barely existed when you were, the days you're talking about, let alone now.
Now it's really, really hard to live in a single family household that you can survive on one paycheck, you know, like one income.
You miss my vote anytime you're not willing to adjust the minimum wage. Like, you show me how little you know about what it's like to walk in my shoes or walk in my listener's shoes or anything like that by those statements. And when I see stuff like this, it just kind of adds to that because these are jobs that people, real human beings, could be doing. If they were paid right, necessary to be doing
in some cases, because I can't tell you how many times there, and this has happened to all of us, because it still should bring all of us together, where you are stuck in the loop of go back to the main menu because, you know, you didn't choose an appropriate response. Back to the main menu. And then you're there shouting, real person, real person. And
yes.
You're mashing the zero button or the pound button.
Yeah. There are,
and then rage quitting.
We're all feeling it right now as you're describing this, Melissa. Yes. We're all feeling that. There are a few words I've said more in the last 10 years than representative. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu. No!
Real person, give me a human.
It's a word maze. It's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hopefully it gets better as we go forward here. Maybe with the four-day work week, maybe it will. Maybe it will then.
Maybe.
And now we come to this subject, and I really wanted to make time for this one, Melissa. So have you heard of pancake soup? Has anybody heard of pancake soup? Okay.
No.
A recipe from 1975 is going viral right now, and it's for pancake soup. When you hear that, you might think of the, you know, like TikTok-style hacks where a traditional dish is deconstructed, like maybe pancakes is in a broth or of syrup, you know, and something like that. But this was 50 years ago, so it's not a stunt. It's not something like that. This is an old recipe.
Okay.
For the recipe, you basically make pancakes on a griddle in bacon grease and then cut them in quarter-inch strips. Then you put the strips into an actual broth made from the bouillon cubes and water, heat, and serve.
So it's a savory pancake then.
Yeah.
Okay. So this reminds me of like bread and milk, which was a really common thing that they would give to people recovering from an illness.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't, you know, like you don't have the energy to chew something, but you need something more than just broth. So then they put chunks of bread, soften it in milk, and then you eat that. This reminds me of that, but with a savory, yeah, pancake and meat broth.
Would you try this?
Yes.
All right, good on you. Good on you.
If they were homemade pancakes.
Would you try it if you made it or like, you know, somebody you know made it or something?
I think we could embellish it and make it better.
Okay. That's where I was. All right,
I think we could put some, you know, fry up some bacon and chunk that up and then make that in the broth. Either bacon or sausage.
Either way, you had me at bacon. Yes. I do like the idea of taking these old recipes, and whether it's the deconstructing of them or it's just kind of like bringing them back. I like the idea of that. We do it with fashion all the time. Why not with some recipes here and there?
Well, you know what we'd like to do is bring those recipes back in our anniversary cookbook.
Yes. Oh, you knew right where I wanted to go.
So we do. We have it up. I don't know. I haven't checked again. I think it's in the carousel. Last time I looked, but if you go to our website, WFHR.com, if I spell it right in my computer,
I've got it pulled up right here. Yeah.
But yeah, it pops up right on we're making a cookbook, submit your recipes here. You click submit recipes. It's still in the carousel. We're still working on that. So if you don't see it when you go to the website, just click through until it pops up. But you can easily submit a recipe there. You can bring your recipe cards into the studio and Pam will just make a copy for you. You can also write them down on paper and submit them that way. So email them to us, take a picture of your recipe card and email it to us. Any way you can get them to us. We just want your recipes.
Yeah, please get them to us, everybody, and help us immortalize them in this cookbook. It's something that you and your family can look at from years and decades from now, seeing your family recipe in there.
It's a WFHR tradition that we want to keep going.
And we want all kinds of recipes, so you know, don't hold back from that, and just get them to us, and you will be named if you want to be in the cookbook. It's a really fun thing we're being able to do to celebrate our 85th anniversary.
And I hope that from our staff, Sweet Off, we'll have the recipes from that. I'm going to include my rhubarb juice in there.
Good,
My grandmother's.
Yeah, we got to get staff recipes. I know my mom is still literally, like, she was out of town over the weekend, and she called up at one point and asked me, Jimmy, could you look at my cookbook? I wanted it. So she was even working on it out of the house.
Nice.
She's taking it seriously. Yeah. You have fun with it, everybody. Get those recipes to us. Again, you can find them and so much more at WFHR.com. And, of course,
And you don't have to limit it to one. And while you're there, why don't you sign up for the newsletter? It's free.
Well, yes. And that's a great note about not having to just submit one recipe. I appreciate that. Thank you I keep forgetting to bring that up, Melissa. Thank you. And yes, sign up for the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. This week, again, it's going to come out on a Friday because we do have a short work week this week. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 3 weeks in a row, our readers did not let us down this last week. Even though the newsletter came out really late on a Friday, we still got lots of eyeballs on it. So thank you to our listeners and our readers.
Yeah, I really appreciate the positive feedback about the articles this week. It's been great to see. Thank you. And a shout out to our staff working so hard on that newsletter. We will take a quick time out, come back, and wrap up the show for this Tuesday on WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you, and thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there, getting back into the swing of things. All of that.
Yes, indeed.
It's a phrase. I still love that phrase, back in the swing of things. I don't know if that's really meant it. Like, it still, you know, hits
it
all.
It's kind of a baseball reference, too, which is totally your jam.
Yeah, yeah. I also think of swing music with that, and I don't know why. I don't know where that comes from, but yeah, whatever it means to you.
It's very strange that you would go swing music and I would go baseball.
That's weird. That just happened. That just proves that we got to get back into the swing of things, and we got to get back into the... We're off a little. I know what happened. I got your script. You have mine.
What?
Come on.
Look, what's wrong with our writers?
For the audience that doesn't know, we have a great team of writers to write out everything we say on the air. No.
No, we absolutely do not.
No, we don't. We might need
none
it sometimes.
None of this is pre-scripted.
No. But we do have some things scripted, like our schedule coming up for you, everybody. Mm-hmm. And we do have some really good things lined up for you today, of course. Stick around. We'll take it to the top of the hour after that. Nothing but great civic media programming for you throughout the day. And over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, at 6:50, our pregame kicks off for Auburndale versus Lincoln girls volleyball.
Ooh, all right.
Mike and Beth are going to have that one for you. Seth's going to run the board. But Beth is going to be jumping in there. She is a former volleyball player and is going to be able to add some commentary to it.
Hey, cool.
I love that we're covering more sports. I like volleyball on the radio. If you haven't listened to volleyball on the radio, I encourage you to. It's one of the more bigger growing sports there is, especially women's volleyball. And you look at your Lady Badgers here in state, you don't have to look much farther than that. They've been really good for a while now.
They've been killing it, yeah.
And I've listened.
And even I know that. That's crazy.
I've listened to volleyball on the radio a number of times, the Lady Badgers in particular. And it's fantastic. It's fun. I love it. I like volleyball on the radio. Check it out tonight. 6:50 on 105.5 WIRI. Looking forward to that. Of course, we'll also have for you here at over there on WIRI at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Playmakers. We'll have our first week back with Playmakers.
Oh, yeah.
And also on tomorrow on Wednesday, right here at WFHR at 7:05, the Luke Fickell Show. Hear what the head Badgers football coach has to say about the week ahead and how last week's first game went and some of that.
Are you ready for some football?
Yes. just so much loved it this weekend. It's killing me not being able to do Playmakers today. I wanted to do a special Playmakers all week, like all weekend long. I just wanted to jump on these airwaves out of nowhere. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor. They perform every first and third Thursday of the month. Live music at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 8th Street South. They're performing from 2 to 4. Be sure to check it out, whether it's this Thursday or it's the third Thursday of the month, the 18th. Go ahead and check that out. Either way, get on over there and check that out. Support them. If you haven't checked out Four on the Floor before, heard them before, oh man, you are in for a treat. Check them
Chances
out.
Chances are you'll hear some swing.
Yes, nicely done. They got some great music that they're going to play, some old classics along with some fun stuff. And Pete is one of the best MCs you will ever hear.
He's awesome.
He's so good at what he does. Check that out, everybody. That's going to be fun. And our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is going to be going on this Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 1 over at 221 First Avenue South right here in Rapids, right along that beautiful Wisconsin River. Yeah. I bring this up in part to remind everybody that it's going till October 11th. But I did have a listener this week ask me that if when Lunch by the River wrapped up, they thought that the Farmers Market did. And so I just wanted to remind everybody that is not the case. It goes for a couple of months still.
Right, because this is harvest season.
Yeah.
So now is really the really great time to go, because you're going to be getting lots more produce available than earlier in the summer. Now we're going to be starting to see the squashes and the watermelons and the melons in general.
Yeah. Support our ag industry. Support our local vendors. Wherever you've got a farmer's market, get on over there, everybody. Be on the lookout for a new Rapids Report edition coming up today on WFHR.com. We're going to be speaking with our friends from McMillan Memorial Library.
Nice.
They have a billion events coming up. We'll see how many of them we can cover.
good luck.
There's so much going on over there, everybody. I encourage you to go to mcmillanlibrary.org. Find out about so many of the great things they're doing. They have a wonderful events tab that you can go on and check out all these great things. There is literally something for everybody over at that library. And you can find out more about it in our interview today.
And so much of it is free.
Yes. Support our library. Support the great work that they're doing over there. And check out that interview a little bit later today at WFHR.com. It'll be in there this afternoon sometime. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and check it out. Big thank you to them for joining us and putting up with my silly questions and everything. speaking of putting up with my silly questions, we got a great week ahead of Rapids Report. Again, McMillan Library today. Tomorrow, we'll spend the hour with Sheriff Sean Becker and Wood County Sheriff's Department.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. This Thursday, UW Extension is going to join us along with our friends from the South Oconee YMCA.
Nice.
And we will wrap up the week on Friday with our interview, our monthly interview with Representative Scott Krug. And we will also be having some special guests in to talk about the baby box topic that is going on in town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get some great individuals joining us for that. So some really good interviews going on this week. A shout out to Laura, our head producer on that show, doing some great work on that and the scheduling of that. And all of our guests. We really appreciate them joining
us. Absolutely. And thank you, James, for always putting so much effort into these interviews and asking the thoughtful questions.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I was going to say something sarcastic. I'm trying to get better about taking compliments.
Good.
I'm just going to roll.
I'm working with you.
Really tough not to say. Oh, my God, is it difficult not to say something sarcastic to that. I did not realize how tough that would be.
Say thank you and move on.
Thank you, Mel.
You're welcome.
A guy in Pennsylvania climbed onto the monorail at a Hershey Park on Saturday and saved a little boy who walked out on the elevator track.
I saw this video.
I could only watch it once. And I did not know what I was watching. I just saw this individual on a train. I didn't know it was a little boy. Yeah. And had I known ahead of time, I don't know if I would have watched the video, to be honest. I'd have read the article, but I don't know if I'd have watched the video. It's now that we the boy's okay, everybody's okay, makes it a little easier. The guy's name is John Sampson, and he has kids of his own. He told a reporter his dad instincts kicked in. Wasn't thinking. Just worked.
Just climbed up on top of a roof and jumped up on the monorail and motioned the little boy to come to him, and he did, and picked him up. It was sweet.
Yeah, beautiful story. And I think a beautiful story to kind of wrap up on today, especially with having Tom in today, and we were talking about World War II and World War II veterans. Well, a World War II vet in California named Jimmy Hernandez went skydiving for his 100th birthday.
Oh, wow. Good on him.
His family and friends showed up to watch the from the ground and described him as a dynamo. Apparently was just like a natural at this. And just like eased right into it and everything.
They're not at all surprised that's what he wanted to do for his birthday.
Right, yeah. That's the other part of the story. They're not shocked. He said he knows he's 100 but doesn't feel like it. And the secret to his longevity is always taking his medication and a shot of tequila at 5 at night every day.
Why are they always like that?
There's always some kind of alcohol involved, or a cigarette or a cigar or something. Always, it always seems like there is, at
least. Something that they always tell us is bad.
Yes. That's always thrown in there at the end. That was great. Yeah. Good story. Great show today, Melissa.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.